10 years of connection, mentoring, and startups. 10 years of SME growth and supports. Your local enterprise office is celebrating a milestone 10th anniversary. LEO Waterford, making it happen.
Welcome back. 083-333-975. Landline 0518722-48. Send us in a carrier pigeon and send it to Broadcast Centre Arkeen. The pigeon will know where to go. Stop the pigeon. Stop the pigeon. Remember that? Stop the pigeon, lads. No, do you remember that?
Stop the pigeon.
Stop the pigeon. Well, we'll all sing it.
Dastardly and Muttley, wasn't it?
That's it. Dastardly and Muttley. Well done, yeah. Okay, we're going to talk about green and sustainability. Who have I got in front of me, please?
Mark Bergen from Coffee House Lane, Coffee Roasters.
And David Walsh, Business Advisor with the local enterprise office.
Mark, a lot of people would know your business. Very popular, very successful. But success, a lot of hard work. Just tell me and remind our listeners, please, what do you do? How many people do you employ? How long are you going?
We're going, I suppose, just over 10 years in our current iteration. I said my father retired, but we started a coffee business together about 15 years ago. And I started a new company then in 2014. And we've had fantastic support from our local enterprise office since then, since we started roasting coffee. We are, I suppose, long-term clients with our local enterprise office. But we did a little bit of research. We saw that there was a gap in the market for our local coffee roaster. We went and got some help originally from them. We set up our very first roaster. Down through the last 10, 12 years, we've had fantastic support from them in every kind of, and avail of every kind of opportunities that were there for us and for the business.
What did ye bring to help this man not only start up, but to continue and look at all the different aspects of his business, David?
Mark has always been an excellent advocate for the local enterprise office, and we would work closely. I'm working with the local enterprise office about 8.5 years now, and I suppose, Mark, we would have done trading online vouchers.
Yes.
To improve your e-commerce tools to sell online and sell nationally and regionally. Then as new supports and new productivity supports came on from Enterprise Ireland, they're looking at the green sustainability agenda. And yeah, Mark was a pioneer for that as well. We originally had a green for micro, as it was called in its first iteration. Mark would have applied for that, and it was kind of an opportunity to give businesses a kind of current state of play. Look at your utilities, look at your carbon footprint, look at an energy audit for your building, and see where you can improve efficiencies as well. Mark would have then gone on to for the Green for Business with us, and Enterprise Ireland would have rolled out a national campaign how you can save time and money all in a day's work. Mark was selected nationally for that as well, for the campaign as well. So it's great to have a Water Business selected for that. But yeah, Mark's been a great advocate for us. And if there's ever a need to ask Mark to volunteer even for things like that for our 10th anniversary, no better man.
Mark, on a practical basis, what has these specific, I suppose, help in this area? What has it meant for you?
It goes hand in hand with our business, because sustainability is what we're all about. It's really at the center of our business, and it always has been. Basically, when we start off with Rainforest Alliance certified coffee, but it starts there and it runs the whole way through the business. So the supports that we would have availed of from the LEO allowed us to go and look and see where energy was being wasted. We would have fitted monitoring systems as part of the original Green for Micro that we did with them. Monitoring systems went into the building. We could see where there was efficiencies to be made, or where equipment was running, where production wasn't taking place. Little things like that. It was just setting in things like CT clamps, which would monitor every single line in the business, and we'd see where energy was being wasted and not used. After that, then we went on to upgrade all of our lights to LED lighting. We put in motion sensors so that the lights are basically switched off and there's nobody active in the rooms. We also put in energy monitoring onto the plugs onto different devices in offices all around the building. All this kind of stuff helped out massively. Now, then, as well as that, then we would have had a consultant through the local enterprise office who would have sat down with us and basically gave us a tool for us to go and identify what our carbon footprint is, down to all the inputs we have and all of our own outputs as well.
Yeah, and just following on from that, we got a lot of feedback that the consultant is great. You need that technical expert to come in and give you a current state of play. But over the years, new grants and actual access to a pot of money has been introduced from Enterprise Ireland as well. And that takes us now to the Energy Efficiency Grant, which now businesses who have availed of a Green for Business support can now apply for Energy Efficiency Grant and have access up to 10k, even a 75% funding towards doing the improvements Mark suggested there, your LED lightings, or it could be a pub or a restaurant looking to replace the coffin fridges that they'd have, or even the dishwasher for their glasses as well. So it could be smart meter switches, everything as well. It can be looking at everything as well, but that pool of money is there now with the energy efficiency grant.
How important are all these things coming together for the likes of you, Mark, in terms of moving you on, keeping you going? Just even mentally, I'd say you're thinking, OK, I've got support there. I've got financial support, which will come out on the balance sheet. But all those things that are helping you.
I have to say they're absolutely vital to our business. It's demanded from us, from our customers. They really want to know that what we are doing is sustainable and we're operating best practices where we can. Like I said, we go back as far as the Rainforest Alliance coffee, the recyclable packaging. Everything that we can, but to know that we are doing as much as we can and producing coffee in as sustainable a manner as we possibly can, our customers just demand it.
Because there's some grants, and we'll talk about other issues and digitalizations and lean regarding LEO. So some grants and some consultancy advice is more suited and more tailored to specific businesses. And your business is such, as you say, people want to know where it comes from. Yeah. Because they'll be conscious. They'll be thinking, we don't want to be taking coffee from people that are making it in a bad way or a low wages way. So you have to organise that.
Exactly. And look, there's major costs behind doing all that and going out and sourcing all the information and even the access to the information. Where do you start? And the local enterprise office has basically put it all together for us in a package and made it easy for us to go and do that.
And then are you able, David, to tailor that a little bit as well? You have your overall package, but then there may be specific needs within specific businesses.
Yeah, definitely. Like it's every grant we have is bespoke to the business that's employing for it. And we're looking to kind of promote that sustainability or digitalization or lean. It's not just a trend or it's not just a buzzword or a luxury for the big boys. Like it's available for everyone. We're working with businesses now from 0 to 50 employees. We were originally 0 to 10 when we started 10 years ago as well, but we've promoted on, we've advanced on to access to up to 50 employees as well. So there, and all our grants and all our supports and productivity vouchers can be tailored and bespoke to your business.
Because people hear about sustainability, they hear about green issues, and they'll say, I wonder, is that really getting into the nitty gritty of how to help businesses? So what you've done and what the government and successive governments have done is working it down through the LEOs and making it part and parcel of normal business activity now.
Yeah.
Is that safe enough to say?
Yeah, absolutely. It's at the core of our business.
Yeah.
So everything we do, the first thing we think about is, are we doing that in a sustainable manner?
Yeah.
Is it going to work for us long term? You know, is it going to, and not all these things are just about the sustainability factor. A lot of it is saving money as well,
which is vital to us. But even to go so far, Mark, to say, if you weren't involved in this and looking at how customer trends have changed, you mightn't be in business today if it wasn't for the LEO.
Absolutely. I have no qualms about saying that. My business would not be where it is today without the supports we've had from the local enterprise office throughout the years. So we've had fantastic support, not just in the Green for Micro and Green for Business part. Every single part of our business, we've gone back to them for advice and for mentoring in various different aspects, be it just financial advice or marketing, or David will tell you all the supports that are out there at the moment, but we've availed of a hell of a lot of supports from our local enterprise office.
And David, on that, as you say, as you explain that, the fact that Mark is so receptive to this, he's so receptive to change, he has a team with him, I know some of his team, they want to do this, that must make it so much easier and happier for ye and fulfilling.
That buy-in is invaluable. It's. I suppose you're looking for a long-term gain and a long-term strategy by availing of these supports. Yes, your buy-in potentially is your time meeting the consultant, but the Green for Business, the Digital for Business and the Lean for Micro is free. It's a free service. It's a no-brainer.
Wow.
We also have access to an extensive consultant panel for mentoring. Another area we'd be looking at now, we'd be trying to find businesses with maybe export ambition. So that could be the next port of call. Come in and meet with an export advisor and look at an export plan for you and your business. Is it feasible to do it as well? And all these are at no cost to the business. It's just their time, but it's the long-term benefit of availing of this now.
Any advice for anybody out there listening, Mark, what you'd have to say to them now?
Pick up the phone and talk to your local enterprise office. There's a support out there that you don't even know exists, but it's there. Absolutely. You need to talk to them.
Call out the details, the numbers. We've announced it already, David. How do people get in touch with you?
Simplest thing to do would probably be go to our website. We've localenterprise.ie/Waterford. Or if you want to DM us on any of our social media channels, or simply 051 84 9905.
051 84
9905.
And for anybody who doesn't know, DM means direct message, you know. Wait, there's some people be going, what does that mean? Brilliant. Well done and fair play to you, because it's a perfect example. And ultimately, this is about making life better for people in Waterford, because we're talking about the Waterford LEO, creating jobs.
Absolutely.
Creating sustainable jobs, creating green friendly jobs as well, because absolutely, there is a bigger picture there. There's a massive picture.
We started with the LEO on our journey about 10 or 12 years ago, four people, myself and three others. There's 15 of us now. So we're still very much a small business, but we're growing all the time. And like you said, creating sustainable jobs.
Mm, that's brilliant. You know, it's brilliant. And you must be proud.
Yeah. I love the job. I love the role I'm in at the moment as well. You're working with different businesses, different size of businesses, different industries, different sectors as well. But I suppose, as Mark, like, just to reiterate what Mark said about pick up the phone and contact us as well. We'd be, if you're engaging with us already, great. If not, re-engage, give us a shout. We can play Leo Lottery, we can go through all the various supports and services. You might ring up looking for to speak to a mentor about something else but marketing, and you might end up coming away with a with a digital transformation, or you might be going paperless in 2025. You never know. It's like, there's always a support there for any of the business in Waterford City and County.
Leo Lottery, love it.
If you're on a small business or a small to medium business, you need to be talking to the lads. Yep. That's all I'd have to say.
Mark, thanks very much.
Thank you, Damien.
Continued success. David, thank you very much.
Thanks,
continued
Damien.
Success. Thank you.